We're going to be reading from the book of St. Luke, chapter 10, verse 38. And now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. This is Jesus, and his disciples had gone to see Martha, and she received him into her house. And in 10:39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And in 1 John chapter 2 and 16 we can read, For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Jesus also said that the light of the body is the eye, and the eye is directly linked to the heart. We can be drawn by what we see or repelled by it, but we buy many things that we really don't need because we see them and want them. Well, why do you think certain things are placed in stores where they can be easily seen? So we'll buy them on impulse. We are touched by what we see, a baby, a small dog, other cute animals. But there is danger of seeing and wanting what is evil and what is not good for us. In Martha's case, she was seeing with her eyes and stopped there. She was thinking, how am I going to feed these 13 men? And probably there was Lazarus there at the home, and the three there, that would make 13, 14, 15, 16, perhaps more in the house. You might have 20 people at maximum, maybe, or maybe more, to feed there, at least 15, 16 people to feed. And how am I going to feed these and who have come to visit? And do we have enough dinnerware for so many? And where is my sister Mary? So she went looking for Mary and asked the Lord. She probably interrupted what the Lord was saying and said, why don't you bid Mary come and help me serve? What the trouble is here, Martha saw with her eyes and didn't see with her ears and didn't hear with her ears and take to heart what was going on. Mary saw with her eyes too, but she listened with her ears as well, and no doubt thought like the guards who were sent to arrest Jesus once. They said, never man spake like this man. They came back empty-handed, and the authorities said, well, where is Jesus? We told you to arrest him. And they said, never man spake like this man. The ears are more connected to the mind, and she thought on what she heard, and all the other cares vanished from her. In effect, she saw a feast before her from Jesus' sayings, what he was saying, and the speech that he was giving, and the word of God that he was speaking there. And Jesus has called that good part which shall not be taken away from her. But when you you use your eyes, but that voice in your head speaks to your mind just as if you were hearing the word. That's why it's so important to read the word of God. You read it, but that little voice in your head is speaking to your mind and to your heart. You take that word of God in, and it can bless you. And here Mary is listening to the Lord. It says she sat at Jesus' feet and learned. And let me read that, our Luke 10:38 again. And now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. That's what she did. And remember the woman at the well. The disciples had gone into town, and Jesus was speaking to the woman, and the woman believed what Jesus said, that he is the Son of God and the Messiah. And she went into town and got all the men, rounded them up, and the disciples came later and said, Lord, we brought food, why don't you eat? And he says, I've got food to eat that you know not of. And no doubt Mary here saw that food. And it says, but Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? And that was a reasonable request. certainly, like I say, 16 people, 17, possibly 20 people there to eat, and she was the only one working in the kitchen. But there's many times the disciples and the Lord would fast, you know, and no doubt, had he wanted food, he would have asked, but he was giving the gospel out. He was giving out the word of God, and Mary chose that better part. It says, "Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." They could have eaten later on. They could have even broke up the meeting later on, and they would have got food ready for the disciples and for the Lord. But he was giving the word of God. He wasn't thinking about food right then. He wasn't thinking about having a meal. Like Martha just got stuck on that idea of feeding. And a lot of times we do that, don't we? We get stuck on a certain thing. But the Lord wanted Mary to hear that word. He knew it would help her in her lifetime. It would make her stronger and give her better faith, stronger faith to hear that word. And Mary had that, a desire and a hunger in her heart to hear what the Lord had to say. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her, the Lord said. Here's a song that goes right along with what we're saying today. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, go come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. It will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus we will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Hallelujah. That was Brother Dave Moran right here.
That was Sister Diane Bunn on the piano and me singing. Now to close out the program today, I'm going to read the 16th chapter of John, beginning at verse 1. And these things have I spoken unto you, Jesus is saying now, that ye should not be offended. He's talking to his disciples, by the way. And they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things have I said unto you, not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh, whither goest thou? Now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And When he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot hear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said that he shall take of mine, and shall shew it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of the disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and then ye shall see me, because I go to the Father? They said, Therefore, what is this he saith, A little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and he said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of a child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will shew you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. Now I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest from God. And Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And that is the end of chapter 16. I read that so you could get a little taste of that bread that Jesus has. He has wonderful things to tell us. He said the Spirit of God would reveal things to come. And there's many things happening in this world today. It says in the Bible it would be perilous times. We certainly have perilous times with shootings and killings and storms and all these things happening. And enemies rising up here and there. Israel is surrounded by enemies. And all these things have to come to pass. And it's not going to get better until the Lord comes and makes it better. You know, but he says, in the world we'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He has overcome this world. And through him, through reading his word, for getting that word into our heart and keeping it and really feeding on that word, we can overcome the world with him, because he overcame the enemy with the word. He said, It is written, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Him only shalt thou serve. He said also, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. That is our bread. Mary sat down in our study lesson at the beginning. She wanted to hear. She wanted that bread that Jesus gave, and she forgot all about the earthly bread, and no doubt the disciples and Jesus had forgotten about it. Only Martha was concerned about the earthly bread, but I hope that when Jesus told her that, she sat down too and listened. Well, I'm sure they both all made heaven their home, but Martha was just thinking about this world and needed to think on what the Lord was telling these people, precious gospel, good news, how to escape this world and live with Him forever. What good news that is indeed. This music will end our program for today, and I'm going to end with a benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.